Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh b'vara.
Amen.
The halacha is, as we get to the end of Shmona Esrei, we are poseya sholosh psiyas la'achorav. We take three steps back, as I'll say, like an Eved HaNifter HaMirabo. Eved is walking, you walk backwards. Kaidu, the famous story of a Talmud who came to visit Rav Huner, his Rebbe, and he turned his back. Rav Huner says, come back in, you're going to do it over again. Kavanah Torah, Sa'avada, and Eved, who is Nifter Mitoch Rambo. We have to go in and take three psiyas back. We take the three steps back. Now let's take a look at Rav Huner. And Pachad Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah and Maimer Hay and Oz Gimel. And why does Shmona Esrei only end with the three steps back? L'chayra, one can ask the obvious kasha. We're going to see through Chazal, the Gemara Brachos, Chavtes, and Mabez, that until you're Oker Esraglim, until you take the three steps back, from a certain perspective, you're still holding my Shmona Esrei. But the Maisa, you finished. You finished. If you finish saying everything, what does that mean you're still in Shmona Esrei? When you do a Maisa Mitzvah, and you finish doing the Maisa Mitzvah, then you finish. There's nothing more to talk about. So why is this different? So let's take a look at Rav Huner at the handouts. This is a Pachli Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah, a Maimer Hay Yenoz Gimel, and actually connects to something we spoke about on Shabbos by the mitzvah of Leah Regel. It's a Maral Nesiva Sola and Nesim Avoda. Let's take a look at Oz Gimel Daf Nun Ches and the Pachad Yitzchak. Ubechdei Lamor Mahalach Advarm Yishon Ulahaktim Dvarm Shola Maral Besefer Nesivas. It's a Nesiva Avoda Perakei Ulahaktim Bavur Begemara. Tehole Chabesa Knesses Arochid Yekalmas Harpsias Ala Merachok. Alpha Pishish Obesa Knesses Karv Lebesa. The Maral says, we find from the Gemara that if someone is walking to a far off shul, you get schar psiyus, you get reward for each and every step to get off for the distance. Even though you might have a base kinesis that's closer to your house, we discussed in Shabbos based on the Gemara in Sota. V'kosu azah amara, demisha yisho shtei sukkas, v'holech l'sukkah rachoka, einu mistaka v'lichos l'rachoka. If you have two sukkas, and one sukkah is in your backyard, and one sukkah is 3 blocks away, see, do you say you get schar psiyus if I walk to the sukkah that's 3 blocks away? No, on the contrary, you have a mitzvah right here, eim avir on mitzvah, schap the closest sukkah. So why is tefillah different? Why by tefillah am I allowed to say, I want to go to the white shul on Shabbos, even if I pass a few shuls along the way, I want to go to the white shul, and I'm going to get schap
psiyus? No, it's because of you.
Rav Huner doesn't say that. As the Maral,
we all agree on it.
Okay. Shkoyach. As Boris Dobrzeh, Baal Lashon Shomaral, but Kitz and Imritz. So the Maral says, states it ever so succinctly, and Rav Huner is going to flesh it out. The words of the Maral are as follows: When Eishah Hashem Yisbarach Motzeh Bebeisah Knesses, the Shechina is found in the Shul. V'lachein Dafka Bebeisah Knesses Amru Kain Ki Aholach Lebeisah Knesses Nimshuchu Acharei Hashem Yisbarach. So it's only by going to Tefillah, when you're going to Daven, you're going to the place where the Shechina dwells. Hashem is Motzeh in the Beis Knesses. So what does that mean? For us, those abbreviated short words of the Maral do not suffice to fully shed light and clarify this topic. Where does the point of distinction lie on the fundamental concept of there's kiras olukim, proximity closest to God, in a general sense, every time I do an act of avodas Hashem, and then there's a miyuchadika madrega of kiras olukim in the context of my avodas atfilah? Meaning what? Every time I learn Torah, every time I do mitzvahs, that's an act of kiras olukim, it's an act of dveikus, getting close to God. Tfilah is unique. How is it unique? When we talk about the general sense of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to get close to God by doing His Tariq Mitzvahs, notes are Ayyadei Kiyum Shalom Mitzvahs. What happens? I have a matzav, a kiras olukim, that's created by fulfilling the mitzvah. But hinei mitzvah satfilim eskayemes ayyadei yetziris ha-matzav shekiras olukim. Mamash, the opposite. That means every time I have a matzav of kiras olukim of avoda, how can I create that? By being mekayim the mitzvahs. But mitzvah satfila comes about through the creation of a matzav of kiras olukim. Meaning what? If I have Kiryas Elokim, in the context of Kiryas Elokim, I then create the mitzvah of tefillah. Mashenki in every other mitzvah. Through the Maisa mitzvah, I created a tzir of Kiryas Elokim. I mean, it's mamash the opposite. Dahainu. Every time I shake a lulav and esrei, every time I sit in the sukkah, what am I doing? It's an emtsoi, it's a means to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, I'm shaking the lulav and esrei, I'm sitting in a sukkah, I feel close to God. Tefillah works mamash hafuch, the other way. When I have a mitzias of Kiryas Elokim, that's the context, the backdrop, that now I can go in and daven. That's how it works. And he explains, and we see it, it's gleaned from various halachas with regards to the laws of tefillah. And that's what the Gemara discusses in brachas. It's still called davening. That's why until you take the three steps back, you're not allowed to answer everything. You're not allowed to say Baruch Hu Shmo and Amen. You're allowed to answer Amen to the Kel HaKadosh, to Shemei HaTefillah. You can answer Baruch Hu, Amen, Hei Shemei Rabba, Kedusha. There are a few things you can answer to. But you're not done. You can't talk to your neighbor. After you say the first Yehi L'Ratzon. Right. Now, let's say you even said both Yehi L'Ratzons. Can you talk to your neighbor now before you took the three steps back? No, but you finished. But you finished davening. Yehi L'Ratzon is just a little ket, a little paragraph after you already finished the Shmoneh Esrei. But when you said the second Yehi L'Ratzon, you already finished. And yeah, what you see from Shas, that until you take the three steps back, you're not done yet. Why am I not done yet? I finished. When I finished shaking a lulav and esrei, can I talk to someone? Of course, I did the mitzvah. It's over and done with. So why is this different? So Roman Adar Zemi Kama Lochas Vidini at Fila Kilakamad Varm Kozman Shalokas Raglov, Hariya Omein, Ki Omein Bem Tatfi, that's still considered as if I'm holding in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Veloshen Aposkim, and this is the Loshen and Mishnah Berurah, in fact. Loshen Aposkim Bezed, Adayin Omein Lefnei Melech Mikri. When the Mishnah Berurah, the Chavetz Chaim explains why, because it's still cold like you're standing in front of the king. But I finished talking to him. So what does that mean? Hello, Boriu. Isn't it clear that after your mouth finished saying words at tefillah, you're done? Even though I finished talking to him. Now, parenthetically, I saw a great Nesiva Shalom recently. The Slanim Rebbe in Parshas Vayigash. Slanim Rebbe gives a gevaldig mashal of what it means to be an Eved in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says, imagine a Melech, it's a birthday, it's a special day of celebration. The Melech calls together his closest cabinet members, his closest subjects, and says, oh, my birthday, I have such a hisrakshus shel simcha, I want to give my close cabinet members, my close friends, whatever you want. So this one comes and says, oh, I want to get my own palace, I want my own mansion. This one says, I want my own little private army, I want my own security guards. This one says, I want a lot of wealth, I want a lot of money. And one after the other, they all come with their request to the king. One of his closest cabinet ministers says, king, you know what I want? I want to have the schus to talk to you three times a day. Says, that's what you want, and I'm going to give you everything that everybody else is asking for too. What is Hashem? Oh, the guy says, oh, I'm davening to Hashem. Is that one money? I'm davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Hashem to answer this tefillah. What does it mean to be an Eved? Eved says, I want to daven Hashem just because I want to daven. Because I want to talk to the Eved, they're right opposite me. How many times a day? Three times a day. Erev Bokot Tzaraim, Shachris and Chamariv. Eved says, oh, you want to talk to me just because you want to talk to me. And the Eved just wants to go in the church. I want to have a conversation with the king. And that's it. You know, there's a famous joke, and we'll just plug in Donald Trump for the joke, but three old Jews are sitting at a park bench on a Sunday afternoon, and they're talking about fame. How would you define fame? So the first one says, I'll tell you what fame is. He says, fame would be that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, would invite me into his office, and he would go ahead and want to have a conversation with me, and we're going to have some lunch together. That, to me, is fame. Second one says, no, that's not fame. You know what fame is? That President Trump calls me into his office, and he wants to have lunch together. And then the phone rings. And Donald Trump answers the phone and says, I'm sorry, I can't speak now. I have a chosh of a guest over here. That, to me, is fame. And the third guy says, that's fame. That's not fame. Fame is, I'm having lunch with the president and with Donald Trump. The phone rings. Trump picks it up and says, hey, it's for you. That's fame. But what is Avis doing? Avis said, I just want to talk to the president. That's it. I don't even need anything. I just want the relationships up to Solana Marev and the Siva Shalom Bar says, Vayigash, if you come to Hashem just because you want to be close to him, just for the Kinsel of Kim, even if you don't ask for anything, just because you want to talk to the Avis, that's it. The Mamela, you'll get everything else. Hashem says, you want to come speak to me? I'll give you Derech Mamela, all the other Bakashas for Chulei.
Very good.
That's Kiras Elokim. So when you're standing in Shmoneh Esrei, it's still called Omid Lefnei HaMelech. Halo Boriyu, Ki Lachar Shaposik Pumim Mitfilah Nigmar Matzosu, Achol Zos, you're still called Lefnei HaMelech. So Bevadi Lelo Yitzur Bekai God and Mishar Mitzvah. You don't have this in all the mitzvahs. When you finish a little bit Esrei, you're not standing in front of God anymore. You finished a Maisa Mitzvah. You put on Tefillin, you take off the Tefillin, and you're done. So why is Tefillah different? I finished talking to Hashem, and until I take my three steps back, I'm still called Omid. I'm not talking to him, but I'm Omid Lefnei HaMelech. What's pshat? Hainu kemavur la'el. This is what the Maharal means, as explained above. When it comes to closeness to the Eibishter, dveikus through other mitzvahs, it is gonus, it is buried where? In the maisekiyum of the mitzvah. And that means when I'm shaking lulav in a sukkah, I'm feeling close to God. I'm putting a ton of feeling close to God. I sit in a sukkah, I feel the proximity to the Shekhinah. It itself is kiras sukkah. Tefillah means, as we say so many times, with Shem Rav Chaim and Chiddush Agrach and the Rama Paradalit Halach Alav Elchas Tefillah, Chaim says the Iker Yisod of Tefillah is Hamad Lefnei Hashem. I'm going to stand in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How do we start Shemoneh Esrei? Take my thesis back. I walk up. I want to greet and stand in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. More important than Peirush Hamilah, than knowing the words, the taich of every single word. More important is the awareness of I'm standing in front of the Almighty. I'm standing in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Tefillah Mitzanatz Mitzah. Meaning, even if you don't do anything, when you go to stand in Shemoneh Esrei, before you even open up your mouth and say Hashem Svasai Tita, you have already demonstrated I'm coming to stand in front of Kosher. I took my three steps back, took my three steps up, and now standing in front of a Kosher. Then I say, Hashem, let me have this chos, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, you the Adon Olam, Shem Adnu Svasai Tiftach, please open up my lips so that I can go in and speak to the Melech. I'm trembling. That's in the Mepharshim explain. You have to ask Hashem Svasai Tiftach for yoga to that, because you're standing in front of the king. Ema Yerereses and Zeah, it's hard to open up your mouth. Grants and Rabbi Yosef told me, not only was Rabbi Yosef his grandfather, and this Yid grew up in the same building as Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman's Atzal. And he told me that Rabbi Aaron Leib, very often we know, especially Chol Moed, he would go to visit the Golden Ador, the Posek Gadol Rabbi Yosef. And so one time he came out, he said, so Rebbe, what'd you speak about with Rabbi Yosef? Mm-hmm. He says, I didn't say anything. He says, Rebbe, what do you mean you didn't say? He says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I prepared for a week beforehand what to say and what questions to ask Rabbi Yosef. But once I got in there and I stood in front of him and I sat down, I couldn't open up my mouth. The aim of the year and the rest of the day, I couldn't speak. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, he says, but how come everybody else could go in front of Rabbi Yosef Rechaim, we could ask him all the questions? He says, because we don't really know what they are. We're not really mocking what the Torah is. If we would be mocking, a Talmud of Rabbi David Feinstein told me that Rabbi David Feinstein, a few years ago when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he met Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, who had all the haracha, all the reverence in the world for his father, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Rabbi Yosef held Rabbi Moshe as the Posek Ador. When he met Rabbi David, and his grandson told me that he held Rabbi David, is the Posek Ador in America today. So this Gabbai of Rabbi David Feinstein told me, he met Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef gave me a personal invitation, come to my house this afternoon, and we'll talk and learning. So he says, no Rabbi, so you went in the afternoon, you told me. He says, no, I didn't go. He says, why didn't you go? You got a personal invitation from Rabbi Yosef. He says, because I know what Rabbi Yosef is. Because I know what his Torah is for the world. And if everybody would understand what his Torah is for the world, they wouldn't be bothering him every second of the day. They would just let him learn and keep the world going and preventing all the tzaras. But we don't know, so we want the Rav David Feinstein says, I know what it is. Rav Aaron Leib, he couldn't open up his mouth in front of Rav Yosef. And that's the moment we stand in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I'm standing in front of the Melech. That's the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei before you say anything. Then Hashem says, I did that. Now we finish talking until you take the three steps back like an Eved Hanifter Mi Rabbo. And you're still Omid Lefnei HaMelech, and that's the difference. Mitzat Atzim, it's a Maisa Kiras Elokim. V'al Kein Tzricham Anu Lepulo Miyuchedes Kegon Akiras or Goliath. We need a special, specific action, like moving the feet backwards. Levato Matzav Zesha Kiras Elokim Anu Tzayidei Maisa Tfilo. The fact that I went and stood in front of Hashem and said, Hashem, I'm talking to you now. So now I finished talking. Yeah, but Hashem is still there. So you have to do a mice that says, okay, Hashem, I'm asking permission. I want to take leave. I'm going to walk backwards, just like the Talmud from the Rosh Hashim. I'm going to walk backwards. Mm-hmm. And only when I do that am I called being mavato, the mice of Kirisokim, because I'm moving away from the place where the Shekhinah was. I'm leaving my Rebbe, I'm leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what's going on by Akira Soglai. So it's not over until I do the Akira Soglai, because it's a Maisa Akira Solokim. I said, now listen to the Ha'aris and the Siddur HaGra. First, he brings the Beis Yosef. Many different reasons why we're Posea Gimel Psias, why we take three steps back. Many reasons the Rishon already cite. But listen to the one the Magen Avraham brings. This is also brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Machatzis Hashekel and all the poskim. And why do we take three steps back? Chazal tell us that in the merit of taking three steps to go ahead and give honor to Hashem Yisbaruch, zoch lahachar beis hamikdash. How could a goyish king like Nebuchadnezzar have the ability, the power, to destroy the Bayez Rishon? Because he took three steps, and Hashem gives the goyim all this schar in this world. And so, can I get those three steps? Writes the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, Lachain anu posin gimel psiyas, umespalin sheyibon abeis hamikdash. Nebuchadnezzar took three steps to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to give him honor, and the schus that he was able to destroy a beis hamikdash. We take three steps back, and now what do we ask for when we take the three says back? We're not done. Oh, we're done with the Shmoneh Esrei, but one little last filah. Yirat v'nach Hashem al-kirim al-kirim al-sinu, she-yibon ha-beis ha-mikdash, to be masakin zekin eget zezil l'maseh. He took three steps forward and was able to destroy a beis ha-mikdash. We're going to do more. We're going to take three steps back. And then, gevaldik. This is the bottom of the Siddur HaGra. On the Oros of the Siddur HaGra, and that's why Zeu Shenogu Lomer L'Achra Psiyas Yirots and Sheibonet. And that's the reason. Mamela, he then brings the note of Yehuda, the Dogel Meravav and Simakuf Chav Gimel. Nearly Atami Shim Shamru V'Hashem Esav Vodlu L'Dvir Beisecha. So now we want to ask for Binyan Beis Hamikdash, because we just daven and retzay for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and that's why once we have a Beis Hamikdash, you say Chakenu B'Sor Sachas. The Vilna Gaon writes in a number of places you can only have Tyra Bishle Musa once you have a Beis Hamikdash. So that only comes Darach. What's the Ikar Bakosha? She Yabana Beis HaMikdash. And that is the Malkam Avoda. So now it all comes together. I'm talking in front of the Melech, and now I'm an Eved who is Nifter Mitoch Rabbo. And the Eved says, Eivishtar, I want to be able to serve you continuously. There's one way to serve you continuously. I need the Malkam Avoda. So I got to build the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar took three steps towards you, and he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to take the three steps back and towards you. So Zelo Mazai can go ahead and build up the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we're holding by the end of the davening. Let's go to Brachas Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Famous Gemara. We had already the mission Daf Lamed Amud Beis telling us about the Hasidim Harishonim. Hayishon Shachas Mispalin Kadesh Shechanu Libel Amud Shemaim. They would go ahead and wait an hour before davening so that they can have the proper kavana. The Gemara flushes it out. Two dapim later, the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Reach of the Brisa. Tan Rabbanan state in the Gemara we learned, we taught in the following Brisa. Chasinim Harishonim. Hayishon Shachas Mispalin Shachas V'chozim Shon Shachas. They spent 3 hours for Shachar, 3 hours for Mincha, 3 hours for Meir. The Gemara says, so when do they have time to learn? 9 hours a day in Tefillah. Gevaldik, look, the Gemara says, early in Brachas Chafalaf Amin Aleph, Amrav Yechon, Halavai Shispala Adam Koloyim Kulo. Halavai that we'd be able to learn all day? Say in Shailas Rav, in Chelik Aleph, Shailas Rav, and Perk Beis, and Os Aleph, they answer Chaim Kineski, are these Chasidim Mishonim, though, anywhere soft than Rav Shimon Ben Yochai and his colleagues? The Gemara says in Shabbos Yed Aleph Amin Aleph that anyone who's Torah Sam Nosu is Potter from Tefillah. See, have Gedolim who are Potter from Tefillah, and they loved Tefillah so much. So what's going on? They didn't even have to daven. He says, oh, you're right, they didn't have to daven, but they loved davening so much. They just wanted to talk to the Eibishter, like that Moshul and Nesiva Sholom. They just wanted to talk to them. They were willing to give up 9 hours. Imagine, we're talking about people, Tarasim Nasa. All they wanted to do was learn every second of the day. There's a Maisa, the Seder of Shach once in Panovich. Then in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, once Rav Shach in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he walked over the shelf and he took a sefer off the shelf. So someone came over and said, Rabbi, I think you're the most. He said, oh, I was so as well, learning. He was Torosim Noso. He forgot that he was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Again, the Galdus of his Torah, he couldn't be Messiah Das from the Torah. He said, the Mice of the Beis Yosef, at the Arizal, that his mind was thinking and learning sometimes in the middle of davening, it's a big Avodah. As Dr. Achayim Kineski and Shay Lesrav and Perk Beis and Os Aleph, they wanted to daven. They just wanted to talk to David. They wanted to have that conversation. The question is, so what did they do? What did they do in that hour? So we know, as Rav Chaim Voloshin writes in Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Beis, they were in involved in hispashtus hagashmi, divorcing themselves from the gashmius world, from any connection to the mundane and the material, any connection to the tzara fizi. They were focusing on the spiritual. But lamaisa, what did they do? Right, so Rav Nota Freund in the Sefer Chai Olam Nota, I love this vart. He says, you know what they did that hour before? They davened. They davened that when they finally start to daven, they should daven with kavan. And the davening was the achono. It's kilo people are saying Tehillim, so that's when I finally sit down to learn, I should be. And they were davening in order to daven. I'm davening Eberstein when I finally start my davening. Let my davening be Yishmak. That's what he says. It was Bemis Palo that when I finally start the davening, I should have a kogan, I should have the right kavana. That's what they did the hour before. Okay? That's the hour before. And they were Mechin and they had the hour. What did they do the hour afterwards? What do they do that hour afterwards? Saval the Nefesh HaChaim says, Hespash to Segashmi, after an hour of davening and the Umamish in another world, took an hour to come back to planet Earth. After all, the Neshama went up to the Merome Al Yomim Tfilah is one of the Dvarim HaOm the Merumah Shalolam. Took an hour now to come back from the Shamayim, from the Olam HaSuruchim, to come back to this world. A friend of Yitzhak Isaac shared the Sabotka Yeshiva in a great piece in Leket Sichas Musar. He says, I understand they had to come from the Olam HaSuruchim down to this world, but what did they do? And what they had to be thinking or saying something. What were they doing, Lamaisa, as they were coming back down to the shore? They weren't just wasting time. Explains the Slabodka Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Sherry. He says, you know what they were doing? They were coming back down to planet Earth. And what they were planning was, let me be showave the Ruchnius from those Olamas HaYonim, and now let me put it into my Gashmiyistika existence. Let me think about all the mitzvahs Shebeguf that I could do the rest of the day with my tefillin, with my lulav and esrog, with my chesed, gemilas hasonim, achnasas orchim, giving people up. Allowed, instead of divorcing them and having mutually exclusive worlds of the Ruchni and the Gashmi, I want to take the Ruchnius Shemayim with me, and I want to incorporate it and infuse it into my gosh. So they were busy planning out their day as I'm descending to planet Earth. Let me think about all the mitzvahs I'm going to do or I can do today. How can I infuse the kedusha that I just absorbed? I mamish like a vacuum. I was showing it for the olamas hayon, olamas ruchaniyim, and now I want to incorporate and infuse it and imbue it and integrate it into my ma'aseh. As famous vart of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes the Yaakov Parshas Bo Mishtami, you heard it in many pigeon events. Yaakov is bothered, and Emes the Yaakov Parshas Bo, what's the mitzvah pigeon a ben? Let's be poda. All right, the Kohen says, my boss, what do you want? The father says, you know, I'll take my son. What do you mean I'll take my son? Svarno says, what's pigeon all about? Really, he belongs to the Kohanim. He's in the world of Kodesh, and you're podem, and now you redeem it to the world of Chol. Why? Leave him in the world of Kodesh. He had a ben bachar. Give him over to them. Oh, let him sit in the Beis HaMikdash all day. I'll let him say, what are you being told him for? I said, Yaakov, what do you have to bring him to this world? He says, because as opposed to Christianity and so many religions of the world, you want to be holy? Oh, you got to go to a mountaintop in Tibet. You have to go and live in a spouse an ascetic lifestyle. Celibacy, you got to be a monk. All I know, Yiddishkeit says, be involved in the world of Gashmi. Be involved in this world. Zok Desporno, be pwned to him. You can't stay in the base runners 24-7. At least I'm on out. You got to come out into this world, but take the Kedusha of the Tefillah and of the Torah and imbue and inculcate that into every one of your mice and bring the two together. Says the Goyim of Noshaychis, Menochas, and the Gemara says a $9. Yeah, a guy can bring a korban. What korban is the only korban a guy can bring? He can bring an ola. What's an ola? It's completely burnt. It's called olah l'Hashem. A guy can say, I'm going to serve God. Only a Jew can bring a shlomim. What's a shlomim? Shlomim. I make shalom, also shalom moral. I split and we split. What's a yantif? A guy is a yantif is? It's what? It's all off. You're going to go ahead and have a holiday. We are chetzu l'Hashem, chetzu l'Hashem. And we are Rabbi Yeshua, Be'et HaZvah, B'socham Samaches. Split it. Karmen Shlomim. I'll take half and God will take half. Meaning, what we want to merge and fuse the two worlds. They come together. And that Shavuos, a komon of Arba Teretz, Meni L'Hashem. Frank developed the Kashan. That's the last Yontif that should be both. Teretz says, no, that is both. And that is Shavuos, the marriage of the Kodesh Ruch Hu is we share. We merge the synthesis of the union of Gashmi and Ruchni. That's life. That's Mafli Lasos, the Torah says in Or Chayim. The union of the Gashmi is the Kegof encompassing therein, the Ruchni is the Neshama. That's why we want to be Po, the Zekhtav Yaakov Kenetz, we bring a Kaman Shlomim, and we take the Ruchni and put it into the Gashmi. Zekhtav Yitzhak Isaac share, the hour after davening is, and now you're taking your three steps back. You're leaving the Shwana, say, take the Ruchni is with you. Walk home with it. When you're leaving the Makamat Tefillah, take it with you. And always think, how can I apply it to the rest of the day? The Nona Behuda in his Tzlach says a different Nakuda. He says that they were busy making Cheshbainus on the Romamus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the awesomeness of God, and Shilfulus HaAdah. Why? Because the way they left the davening was, I'm not asking for me. I'm not asking for me. The Gemara even says a brokos. Anyone who's a mispalo, who's marach betfilos, who ma'ayin ba, what's ma'ayin ba, Rashi explains. You say, okay, God, when are you going to answer? I gave you a good Shimon Esrei today in Chakras. Okay, God, I'll give you 24 hours. Then I want my answer. Oh, God, yeah, I'll give you 3 days. A person like that, God says, I'm not going to answer those tefillos. Oh, I daven. It's tit for tat. Now I get my, no. And now to me, Mara, it's not about me. That's what they did for that hour. The Noda Yehuda says, you know what they did for that hour? They worked on Shiflas Adam. Ah, after I just got to the Lomas Ayonim Achulai, Zok Tetzlach, they were still thinking about Romas Adam. Even when we were coming down here, we were thinking, God is up there, I'm down here, I'm lowly man, I'm Shiflas Adam. I'm not expecting whatever God wants to do, I trust Him. Whatever God wants to do, again, we want to daf. Hashem wants, He's Misavad the Transformers, He wants our Tfilas. But whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to do, and that's what He's going to do. Mamela, we're at the end of davening. We're coming back down to this world. And when we come back down to this world, so what do we want? Ideally, we want a place where we can live with Ruchnias down in this world. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher. The whole idea of the end of davening is I'm coming back to this world. So I finished my Shmoneh Esrei. Remember, Dekar Nekudu Shmoneh Esrei. They had an hour-long Shmoneh Esrei. They finished the davening. I'm coming back down to this world. What's the last bakosha to now present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I want to be able to live with Ruchnias. What gave us the ability to live with Ruchnias every day of our lives? The Makom Avodah, having a Mishkan, traveling with a Mishkan, living in proximity to a Beis HaMikdash. Amela, now as I come down to this world, what do I want to ask for? Yiratzon, Sheyabana Beis HaMikdash, Mehera V'Yameinu, V'Shamna Avad Chabira, K'nei Olam Achshana Kamonios. I want to have a place where I can have the bridge of Ruchni and Gashmi. That is the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Mokum HaChibur of the Olamas HaYonim and Olamas HaTachtonim. When I'm coming down to this world from the world above, I'm coming down to planet Earth, I still want to hold on to something that says, Hashem, give me something that I could always live and link and bridge those two different worlds. All right. Rav Aaron David Goldberg, Rosh Yeshiva from Tels, Cleveland, and Shiva's David. Cites the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Orachayim, Kupchav Gimel, No Golomar Achakach Yerotzen Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash. Why? Ketfilah B'makam Avodah L'achim Evangshim Al HaMikdash Shenuch L'Asas Avodah Mamash. The Ramah says a very simple reason. We just finished the Tfilah B'makam Avodah. Now we leave off with one final prayer. What's that? Comes along the Ramah. That we just finished the Tfilah B'makam Avodah. But we really want to have the actual Makam Avodah. We want to have the Karbonos. We want to have the Chachidah. We don't want to live B'dievan lives. So that's the Ramah. Mm-hmm. Asks the Cleveland Rosh Hashiva. The Chorot Tzarchian. Didn't we daven already all throughout Shemoneh Esrei? Didn't we daven Yerushalayim Mercha, as Tzemach David, build the Beis HaMikdash, Ben Yerushalayim the Mikdash, and then we got to Ritzei, and again, Lidvir Beis Secha, the Sechazena Einenu, we've been asking all the time. Say, even according to the Ramah, that's part and parcel of our Shemoneh Esrei, the very fabric of what we've been saying all along. So what do we now have to repeat it? He says, Olai Ratzah Chazal, Lahashrish Banu Shalom Nismacha Tfiloseinu. Don't be so mechan your tefillah. So lachain take it from Yad Acharei Shegamarnu Shemoneh Esrei. And we davened, and Higu Sheispal L'Sheinis Abinin HaMikdash Chazos Avoda. Don't think, oh, you had such a great Shemoneh Esrei, you asked. When we leave the Shemoneh Esrei, the Ramah says, go and ask another time. Go and ask another time. Don't have such confidence in the tefillah, which stems with the tzlach. Shiflas Adam. Before you leave, go in and say, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I didn't have the right kavanah throughout Shemoneh Esrei. But this is what it all boils down to. And this does sum it all up, because if you have the Beis HaMikdash, you have everything. If you have Mashiach, you have everything. So we want to leave with that last bakasha. 100%. So
why are there 3 steps before Shemoneh
Esrei? Let's get to Nusach. Again, part of it is there's the Shechina. We want to walk back. And now we want to come up. But again, the 3 steps, it still connects, like the Gros is saying, it still connects to that idea of the, based on the Magen Avraham, can I get the 3 steps in the Nebuchadnezzar took?
That's the close of the Shmoneh Esrei.
That is the close that we want to go on and build
it
up.
About the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei.
But it still could connect. He took 3 before. It's also, we want to start building up the basis. It could also connect. Okay. It could also connect. So let's take a closer look now at the words. What do we want? Number one, we want that Hashem should build the Beis HaMikdash, and we want it to be speedily in our days. And what do we want? And what's this that we're asking a chelik in Torah? So like the Vilna Gaon, it makes a lot of sense. Torah is not b'shleimusa without a Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. After all, you don't have a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was Lishkas HaGosas, right by the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have Torah. Not only that, the whole Seder Kodshim. Practically speaking, we have so much Torah that's Karbonus, v'cholei. So now that we ask for Beis HaMikdash, only then can we ask for Seichah Kenem HaSachah. But it's more than that. We're not stop asking, give us Torah, because we're incorporating Seichah Kenem HaSachah. We want our chelik in Torah. What's our chelik in Torah? Writes the Beis HaLevi and Drosh Estu Shidchas, writes our Mami Pano, and Asara Morris Mai Mechikar Din. Every single Jew has a chelik in Torah. Every man, woman, everyone has their own chelik in Torah. Ela Asa Lavo Chazal Say Hashem's going to put together a Torah of everybody's chelik in Torah. We're asking our Kodesh Baruch, I don't just want the Torah. It's what I said. I'm going to get Hashem's Torah. I want my chelik in Torah. I want my chelik in Torah to be there, Besorah Secha. And the future Sefer Torah that Hashem Yisbarach is going to write, writes the Beis HaLevi and the Ramami Pano. Hashem, please, Vesein, put my chelik into your Torah. Combine my chelik and Torah, all my chedushim, all my ideas, whatever I was supposed to bring down to this world, and incorporate it into your Torah. In addition, writes Rav Yitzchak Sirotsky in his Rinas Yitzchak on Tefillah. Says Gavaldik, he brings the Gra, and the Gra says that, what's the Lashon of Hashem getting married to Klai Yisrael? We have the Gemara in the end of Brachas, Gemara in Pesachim Memtes, Torah Tziv Alana Moshe. Al Tikri Morasha Akilas Yaakov. Torah Tziv Alana Moshe Moshe Gazel. Al Tikri Morasha Ela Morasa. Morasa Moreses. Hashem, we're engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is it engaged? Eris Tichloam, or is it married? Are we engaged or are we married? Writes the Vilna Gaon. The Chasana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete until you learn the Torah. When we got the Torah Shavuos time, that was when we got engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only when you learn it do you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara Avodah Zarah Yetzeh Kedushin Lamed Beis. It starts out as the Torah of Hashem. See, he gave you the Torah, but you got to make it yours. How do you make it yours? When you learn it, and you master it, kind of, then you make it yours. Then it's the marriage. Engagement is, Hashem's giving you an engagement present. How do you show you want to be accepted? How do you show accepted? The Kalu takes the ring, and then she gives it right back. That's not a good kedushin. She's got to take the ring and wear it. She's got to use it. Abishur gave us, I'm giving you the matan. I'm giving you the best ring. I mean, makanish you with the star of the Torah, but you got to use it. Oh gosh, it's a nice gift. I'll put it on the wall. No, you got to use it now. Make use and learn it. When you learn it, then you go from engagement to marriage. You show that you want to acquire, and then it becomes your Torah. Zoktav Yitzchak Sratzarinas Yitzchak. That's a sechakeinu besura secha. I want my chelik. I don't want it to forever remain just your Torah. I want to have my chelik in your Torah. I want us to be married through your Torah. Yeah. I want your Torah, but I want to produce my chelik in your Torah. Then, v'sham na'avon chabira k'me'olam achshom na'kam honios ha'lashem echaz yirish k'me'olam, like the days, as the Alkar explains, like the days of Moshe, the days of Shlomo, t'hainu the days of the Mishkan, the days of the Bayis Rishon, when Hashem was accepting all the kabbalists, the rech nichoach v'cholai, as I want to be able to serve a kaddish ruach like in the earlier days. That's how we close Hashem. Get us back. That's the world today. We're all nostalgic, but get us back to the ideal days of serving you a kaddish ruach. So l'chayru, we have a superfluous word here. V'sham na'avod chabiyira. Just say v'sham na'avod chadir. I'll be able to serve you. And the days of old, and like the earlier generations, as Chazal explained, the days of Moshe by the Mishkan, the days of Shlomo the Benivus. What's this extra word v'sham na'avod chabiyira? And there I should serve you with yira. So again, pashtus, we would say, well, I'm saying this mamish. I just took my 3 steps back, like an eved hanifta mitoch rabo, demonstrating yira in front of a kodesh baruch hu. So it makes sense that right after I finished a display of yira, lefinias daiti, I'm gonna ask Hashem, I want to serve you mitoch yira, because that's what I just displayed, an eved nifta mitoch rabo. It's not a ben who's walking away from the father; it's an eved from the rabo. That is a hergish of yira. But Avada, there's another Indian here, and this Indian is bought by the Rinas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Sirotskin from Lake Court, and Rav Aaron Dovid Goldberg. They both originated in Tels, both Tamidim of Tels, the Shiras Dovid, and they take us to a famous Taisus in Bava Basra, Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara brings the famous Pasuk in Yeshaya Beis, Kimetzian Tete Sora, Udvar Hashem Yushalayim, writes the Bala Yatesis. Kimetzian Tete Tora, if he Shahaya Roa Kedusha Gedola, someone who would go and see the Beis HaMikdash would see an awesome, great sense of holiness. Vikohanim Oskim Yavoda. When you would go visit the Beis HaMikdash, you would sense holiness right away. You would see. And when is the Kohanim involved in the Avoda? Haimachavin Libo Yosa the Yerushamayim. You know what you would do? You would pay more attention to Yerushalayim. b'shamayim. V'lomot Torah, and you're going to learn better. Kedashini b'sifrei, l'man timol liyiras Hashem l'kecha. Go the ma'is hasheni shemaybi l'deitam l'fi, shayyahu meid b'yushalayim et shayyoch ma'is hasheni shalom. You would stay in Yerushalayim until you finish eating up your ma'is hasheni. V'hayaro shekulum oskim b'blach hashamayim b'yavodo, hayagam hu mechav in liyiras shamayim v'osek b'torah. If you would go visit a Beis HaMikdash and you would watch the Kohanim b'avodasam and Levim Shiram, the awesomeness, well, I better learn better. I got to take on another Seder. I got to be a better Jew. I got to be what? Yerushalayim. I have to be more involved in Yerushalayim. That's how you're going to walk away from the Beis HaMikdash. And that goes with what? Kimitzi and Tzitzit Zaira. I'm going to learn better and have more Yerushalayim. Based on this Taisus, the Nusach Skevaldik. I just asked for the Beis HaMikdash and Secha Kenu Masur Secha. And now that I want the Makam Avoda and the Taira, and Hashem Nabon Chabira, So I have a place that teaches me Yerushalayim.
That's where I can do it.
That's where I can do it. So let me just be Mosif. We have a beautiful vort by Moshe Feinstein and Drash Moshe. A beautiful vort. The same sentiment is echoed by Rosh Shimon Schwab in his mind based on Shoeva. We know that Sheva Levi was counted at what age? Be Ben Chodesh Ulamala. Everybody else was counted. Ben Esrin. You had to be 20 years old. Frank Rosh Shimon Schwab. Frank Moshe Feinstein. So why do we count a member of Sheva Levi once you've been Chodesh Ulamala? You have to wait for 30 days. As the Gros says, you're not called a Ben or Bas until you're 30 days old. Gemara and Shabbos, Kuflam and Hangam and Beis. You're not called a Bar Kayamo, Cheskes Nefu. You have to be Mimu Cheskes Nefu, which means what? Until you're alive for 30 days, you might still be called a miscarried fetus. Once you're alive for 30 days, then you're called a Ben or Bas, respectively. So Ben Chodesh Lamala, now we can call you member of Sheva Levi. Why? Why don't we wait until Bar Mitzvah at least? Hi, Bar Mitzvah, Bashadran. Esav, right? Oh, until Bar Mitzvah, then he was yours. Then we get to know what a person is. Why should we count him already when he's 30? He hasn't done anything. He's not even speaking. So what shot? Zokto Moshe Feinstein, Zokto Shimon Schwab. Because if your life is surrounding the Beis HaMikdash and all you know is Taira Avod and Yira, your whole life, if you're a Levi, you're living in proximity to Beis HaMikdash, and that's all you know, we can rest assured. You don't have to wait until Bar Mitzvah. Certainly don't have to wait until 20 years old. If you're a Sheva Levi, you're part of the Kohanim or the Levium, your life is you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're growing up right by the Beis HaMikdash. If you're growing up in Rechaim Kanevsky's house, you'll be just fine. We can catch you out even B'chodesh Shulamalo. And that's the Malkam Ayira. So now the Nusas Gemaldik. He wrote an Eberster, the same way that the Kabbalists of Moish and Shlomo roll in the Fanecha. And may it be you well as I walk away from you as an Evan Lefrei Rabba when I just finished my Tfil of a Malkam Avoda Niskana. I don't just want to be the Evans of Tfilah Makam Avoda. I want Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, and I want it to be quickly. I don't want to be the Evans. I want to have a Beis HaMikdash. I can have the real thing, then I can have Torah B'Shlei Musa. If I have Torah B'Shlei Musa, and I'm Yisrael, I'll be inspired to learn Torah, to be Mechanish Mechelik in Torah. So at the same time, when I'm Yisrael, only then can I have the audacity to ask that my Mechelik should be in your Torah, because then I'll be learning and inspired to learn like before. And there I'll be able to, what, not stop to serve you. I'll be able to serve you B'Yira, because I'll be Omen and Yira Shemayim once I have Yisrael, and I see the Kohen Leviim. I'll serve you B'Yira, just like in the earlier days when I saw the Shechina, and that's why we don't bring it by Yisheni. Zaman of the Mishkan, when the Shechina was in the Mishkan, that's why it's called the Mishkan. And by Yisrael, when we had the the Lucas Orna shows the Shkini when you have a Bayashani. That's why the Hagosha Kafi, the Yamkin is Davka, the Mishkan. Ah, that's inspired the Yira. And Arval Hashem, it should be Arav, the phone of. It should be Mama Sweet. How do we get up in the morning? We got up in the morning, the Harav Hashem. Ah, I want your Torah to be sweet, the Fiyan Yastaiti. We started the davening, we got up in the morning, the Harav Hashem, the Kinus Dimri Sarasacha. Hey, Mister, once I have my Chaluk in your Torah, and I can say, ah, then Arval Hashem, then all my Kabbalas, all of what I can give back to you, the Eberster, should be hair of the Fanacha, Kimi Yolam, Shon, the Kamonios, Yashakai. That's the end of Shonah.